الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with a number of poets and experts in Persian literature in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on Wednesday, April 5, 2023. The meeting took place on the eve of the auspicious birth anniversary of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Poets, artists, novelists, cinematographers, architects, and those involved in various cultural fields should know that we are currently facing this plundering and onslaught of the enemy. They should pay attention to this. They need to understand what is happening. And they must also show what's happening to other people. They need to raise awareness about this. And they shouldn't be passive. Fortunately, we have a number of good poets today who are pious, kind-hearted, and believers in the religion and the revolution. Well, you are all examples of this. Fortunately, one of the good things that has been done by various organizations, those that are active in the field of art and also other organizations, is that they have helped to expand this kind of work throughout the country. Today, the opportunity exists for poets from all over the country, even those from villages and small towns, to introduce themselves and to go to centers where they can present their poetry.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Poets naturally are emotional, flexible, emphatic people. They should refrain from becoming emotional. They shouldn't get emotional when facing issues. They need to think and correctly identify the issue at hand. And they should feel a sense of duty toward what is before them. They need to fulfill this duty with their art. If they fail to do this, you cannot place any value on their art, no matter how talented they are. He said, "You are fine wine, but if do not leave the cask to enter the wine glass, what is the point?" This is a poem by Sa'ib Tabrizi. As one of the gentlemen here said, you need to enter the glass in order to bring happiness. God willing, may God grant us grand success to all of you and give us all the success of being able to use our countries and our system's valuable, irrepressible resources, including art and poetry. God willing, may you all be successful. I would like to thank all of you again, including Mr. Amir Isfandaqe and Mr. Qazve, because of their presentations. Even though they did not recite any poems themselves, God willing, we will hear their poetry in the future as well. May God's greetings and mercy be upon you.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.